time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bengals on Thursday night.
So, Lamar, what was the difference in that second half? It seemed like it was totally different than how you guys started.
I feel like when Marlowe had forced that fumble, that kind of woke us up because I feel like we were asleep throughout the whole first half, even though we scored that once, but we were pretty much flat throughout the game.
Lamar, I mean, just the emotions of this game, the wild swings, the Bengals scoring a couple times on one-play drives. What was it like just kind of riding the wave of this game?
NFL football. That's just how I looked at it. You know, that's an explosive offense. Burrow's a great quarterback. Chase is a great receiver. We knew what type of game it would be, you know, and we came out on top. So that's all that mattered.
Well, are you often talk about having confidence in all your guys, even the guys who don't get the ball maybe as often.
Yeah.
What does it say about Tylan Wallace, what he was able to do to make that kind of play for
you?
Yeah,
Tylan too, man. I don't know, man. He can do it all. You know, just last year he did a walk-off punt return for us, you know, and then this game, and it was on the same sideline, and it was in purple. So I believe this is just his little magic uniform, man. He come through when them lights on, man, prime time. But shout out to Tylan, because that was wonderful. First 100-yard game, it's great. He deserved it.
Lamar, you mentioned that play by Marley kind of woke you guys up on offense. Just what was that second half like for you to have that kind of game, back and forth, total shootout, and for you guys to come out? What was being involved in that like for you?
Like I said, just an NFL game. You know, I was telling my guys on the sideline, we got to score. If they score, we got to score. You know, that's the type of game it's going to be. We seen that from the first snap, you know. But I'm proud of my guys because we finished one of these tough type environmental games. We came through.
Did they throw something different at you in the first half that had you guys off balance in any way?
Nah,
or what happened?
They didn't. You know, usually they were doing a lot of blitz. In the first game, they were doing a lot of blitz. And this time, you know, they was playing conservative. And that probably got to us a little bit. And we finally woke up, like I said.
What effect did these penalties? I mean, a lot of times you're starting drives with penalties. How much did you think it contribute to the slow start of this offense?
Yeah, that'll play a part. You know, getting the offense, stopping the offense from getting on the right track. You know, in the NFL, I believe when you start the drive with positive yards, it'll determine what's the result going to be at the end. But we kept getting off the field fast. You know, a bit of a penalty here, drive was back, and we went execute to get closer to a first down mark. And we was punting the ball, so we just got to watch film and get better at that.
Mark, it's been a long time since this team had even trailed by 14 points.
Yeah.
What's the mood on the sideline when things aren't going well? What are you saying to people?
When we get back out there, just score. Because that'll define the game, really. You know, if we just sitting out there, putting our defense back out there, and we're not contributing, you know, putting points on the board, it would have went the other way, you know, the way we really didn't want it to go, you know. So that's just us keeping our poise, putting points on the board, and defense delivering stops.
Mark, what's up with your armor and DaCosta on the sideline as you guys are watching that last Cincinnati drive? What was anything said between you?
It was just it was that first down like that. They was looking at the review for the first down. We was like, we didn't think he had it. You know, that's what we were just discussing, and they end up having it. So that's all.
Lamar, the run, where you're fading to the right, it looks like you might go out of bounds and maybe throw it away. What was going through your mind? Were you thinking of throwing it away? And what did you see at the last second when you ran it down to the one before Henry ran it in?
Just try to make something happen. That's all that was. And I was going to throw the ball away, but when I turned, I just had room. So it was like just getting as much yards as I could. I should have scored, really. I went down. I played.
Lamar, the touchdown. Nelson Aguilar. And you tucked the ball. Was that because they were keying down on the run game and you wanted to draw them in?
You know, we have different plays like that. So I could have kept the ball, you know, but he was just playing football.
Lamar, the touchdown to Andrews, did he improvise that route?
He did.
He did?
Yeah,
is that just something from playing with him so much that you expected him to do?
Jeff, you know, we've been together for quite some time, so you know Mark going to do something crazy, and then him going to be here. We sync with it, so he just did a great job right there, being Andrews. Yes,
Mark, do you feel like every time you and Joe, I mean, you top one, both top two quarterbacks in this league, do you just kind of feel like when you guys meet that it's going to be something special? It seems like that way this year.
I just know that's a great quarterback over there. You know, it's a lot of great quarterbacks in the league, not just us two. You know, but it's a divisional game. I just know it's gonna be a dog fight with regardless, because he got dog in him.
How different do those division games feel? I mean, you obviously just win one now, you got one next week. I mean, how different from a regular game is it?
I say it's like a playoff game. You know, we see each other twice a year. We pretty much know each other somewhat, and guys just trying to get after it.
Lamar, how much do you guys need this long bye, this mini bye this weekend? I mean, you guys have been banged up, have played a lot. How key could this be for kind of the second half?
I believe it'll be huge for us. Just take a step back, you know, catch our breath, relax our bodies, and get ready for this long road.
Lamar, what was the team of the game when he touched down? Through to Rashad, you went in the air. You kind of looked up in the air to throw it. What kind of led you to do that?
Oh, Gino was like, it was like a 2-on-1 basically. Me and my receiver versus Gino. Gino was, you know, trying to. I believe he thought I was gonna run the ball, but bait was just flying. I just gotta deliver him a throw he can catch, and he did.
All right, thank you, Lamar.